Jan Garrett had an especially difficult childhood. It wasn't just the usual problems with schoolyard bullies and awkward social relationships. Garrett was born with no limbs.
School was often really difficult. I couldn't play on the play equipment. I couldn't really have the kind of social interaction with the other kids that other kids did. And so it was often very stressful for me. There were a lot of kids who made fun of me and bullied me, you know, growing up in school.
Garrett's journey eventually led her to become the director of the Center for Independent Living, an advocacy group for people with disabilities in Berkeley, California. She says that when children with disabilities see other children with disabilities, it helps them to build self-esteem. But in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where Garrett grew up, she rarely met other kids with disabilities. That changed one summer when her parents sent her to a summer camp, especially for children with disabilities.
The great thing about the camp was that everything was accessible. Everything was made for kids with disabilities, so we could play. We could go fishing. We could do archery. We could ride horses. We could, you know, literally sit around the campfire. And the world wasn't like that. You know, growing up, the world was very inaccessible. So a new world opened up to me.
People with disabilities can often attain essential coping skills much earlier in life than others. Esperanza Diaz Alvarez, for example, was born with spina bifida, a condition that renders her unable to walk on her own. But Alvarez's immigrant parents spoke no English, so as a very young girl, she was also forced to become the family spokesman.
I sort of had to grow up a little bit faster than what I would have wanted because I had to interpret to my parents. I had to hear about bills. I had to hear about medical costs, insurance, and I had to hear about my disability. And learn a lot about my disability as a 5-year-old, as a 6-year-old. And I mean, imagine hearing, oh, you're having surgery to repair this and repair that. A lot of it, yes, was traumatic, but I think that that's probably why, you know, I'm at the maturity level that I am, because I had to hear a lot of that when I was younger.
Unlike Alvarez and Garrett, who were born with their disabilities, some people are disabled by a sudden accident or illness. Gerald Baptiste, who also works at the Center for Independent Living, can see patches of darkened light and can even read letters about 15 centimeters high, but he is legally blind.
It happened when I was 29. I had 20/20 vision, never wore glasses. Went to bed one night, woke up the next day, and it was gone just like that.
The cause was an undetected neurological disorder. Baptiste didn't know much about the resources available to help him and other people with visual impairments, so he made do as well as he could on his own for almost 15 years. But in 1979, he took a temporary job doing outreach with the center's Blind Services Program. 30 years later, he's still there and credits the center with helping him to become more independent and to assist others to do the same.
I think it's a matter of just getting people with disabilities together to start just talking about their needs and then addressing their local governments and also people within the community, especially family members, educating the community about what people with disabilities can do. Leading the same normal life that everybody else leads.
That was the challenge for Melinda Hicks, once a successful freelance computer professional. In 2003, Hicks quickly began to weaken and her balance became shaky. She was diagnosed with a degenerative nerve disease called multiple sclerosis, or MS.
So I went from being a full-time working person with a career to someone who now, for the most part, is bedridden. And so the only time I really get to go outside is when there's someone else here to help me out. It hurts me. It hurts me in my soul to have to use other people to fill in the gaps in my life. And so I don't, for the most part. And I've become a recluse. It's very scary, but I had to take control of it. I had to use my mind to take control of it. So I'm teaching my brain to rewire itself. I crawl on all fours as opposed to trying to walk on two legs. There's been studies that have been done that when people have strokes, if they start crawling, it allows the brain to rewire itself, like when you're a baby and you crawl before you walk. And so far, it works, but it's slow.
Advances in assistive technology for people with disabilities continue at a rapid pace. Enhanced public awareness of disability issues is affecting the design of public spaces and consumer products in positive ways. These developments are hastening the day when every person with a disability will be able to realize their full human potential. I'm Adam Phillips reporting from Berkeley, California.